Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
With Brett Prebble, how are you, buddy?
Good, thanks, Hoss.
Good to talk to you, mate. Are you liking it back home with a little bit of joy along the way?
Yeah, it's taken a while to adjust, and it obviously changed a lot since I was here 15 years ago, and just getting back into the routine of it all, and it's taken a while, I must say, but I'm obviously enjoying winning, which everyone does.
I will say you have saddle and will travel, you and your manager Mark Guest, mate. You've clocked up a few K's since you've been home.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we're not after quantity, we're after quality, and I was, you have to work for it and to try and find them.
Well, last week you were up in Brisbane, and our Crown Mistress, the Grey, ended up winning the race. The horse is just strong, isn't it?
Oh, it's a big tank. Like a colt. She's a very strong mare, really. Just got issues. When I got off her after I won on her, she's got square wheels. That's what it feels like. But she's got a big engine. She tries very hard.
Mate, tomorrow you're back up there for Gabe Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. I mean, this three-year-old colt, Chester, has made such a progression all the way along. I'm not too sure whether you've seen videos or you're watching them today, but he's just a really nice colt.
Yeah, he's a proper horse. He had an issue which has put him out for a while, but now he's back, and he looks like he's got no troubles at all, and he was very dominant the other day, obviously. It was a bit of a controversy sort of race, but saying that, I think he made it all, and he did all the hard work, and he put them all away. So he's obviously got the Gay Waterhouse and Bott style of racing. Puts himself in the right position and makes her own luck.
It's all right to put a horse in a forward position, but you know they got to find. But this horse has got the fitness. He just keeps going, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's strong. He's a strong horse, and he's going to get over a bit further later on too. So he's I'm excited to go. I can't wait to ride him. And obviously I've got a good association with Sunstud, so hopefully we can make a stand out of him later on.
Yeah, let's hope so. I know they've got, obviously, Magic Millions in mind on January 12. It'll be interesting. We're all monitoring the weather, Brett, and at the moment, Doomben's a good four with a little bit of light rain just starting to fall, and this horse has only raced on good track, so if it become rain-affected, we're a bit up in the air.
Yeah, for sure. It's a bit unknown, but this is like a share in Hong Kong. This rain, it's nothing, but obviously the tracks here, that they can't... Can't sustain too much rain too quickly.
You enjoying that Brisbane sunshine already, Brett?
Yeah, I like the warmer weather. I'm a bit accustomed to it now, but Melbourne's a bit in and out, isn't it? It was 30 one day, 15 the next. It's taken a while to adjust to it again, as I said.
And Brett, just finally, you mentioned there with your manager Mark Guest that you're looking for quality rather than just taking rides everywhere. But you're very much open. I mean, you've ridden here in Sydney for Gerald and others. You're riding in Brisbane, obviously, tomorrow. You will go if the right opportunity is there.
Yeah, Paul and Peter Snowden. I've got five trials from Monday in round week, so. As you said, I have that little travel. I'm sort of spreading my wings. Yeah, I'm freelance, so
yep.
I'm not attached to anyone. I can do as I wish, in a sense. I'm willing to work for it. And, hopefully, we can find a nice horse that it all pays off.
Yeah, let's hope so. Well, mate, good luck. It could be Chester tomorrow because we here in Sydney know the form around this horse. Let's hope there's not just too much rain up there. Thanks for your time, Brett. Good to talk to you.